You'll still exist when the interface closes.
Part of me will, said the wizard.
That's what I meant, said Mort, swinging himself up onto Binky's back.
But speaking as the part that won't, I'd like to join you, said Cutwell quickly.
I intend to stay here to die in my own kingdom, said Kaylee.
What you intend doesn't signify, said Mort. I've come all the way across the disk to rescue you, d'ye see, and you're gonna be rescued.
But I'm the queen, said Kaylee.
Uncertainty welled up in her eye, and she spun round to Cutwell, who lowered his candlestick guiltily.
I heard you say the words, I am queen, aren't I?
Oh, yes, said Cutwell instantly, and then, because a wizard's word is supposed to be harder than cast iron, added virtuously, and totally free from infestation, too.
Cutwell, snapped Mort.
The wizard nodded, caught Kaylee round the waist, and bodily hoisted her onto Binky's back. Hoisting his skirts around his waist, he clambered up behind Mort and reached down and swung Isabel up behind him. The horse jigged across the floor, complaining about the overloading, but Mort turned him towards the broken doorway and urged him forward. The interface followed them as they clattered down the hall and into the courtyard, rising slowly. Its pearly fog was only yards away, tightening by inches.
"Excuse me," said Cutwell to Isabel, raising his hat. "Ignaeus Cutwell, wizard first grade, UU, former royal recognizer, and soon to be beheaded, probably. Would you happen to know where we are going?"
"To my father's country," shouted Isabel above the wind of their passage.
"Have I ever met him?"
"I don't think so. You'd have remembered."
The top of the palace wall scraped Binky's hooves as, muscles straining, he sought for more height. Cutwell leaned backward again, holding onto his hat.
"Who is this gentleman of which we speak?" he yelled.
"Death," said Isabel.
"Not... yes."
"Oh."
Cutwell peered down at the distant rooftops and gave her a lopsided smile.
"Would it, save time if I just jumped off now?"
"He's quite nice if you get to know him," said Isabel defensively.
"Is he? Do you think we'll get the chance?"
"Hold on," said Mort. "We should be going across just about..."
A hole full of blackness rushed out of the sky and caught them. The interface bobbed uncertainly, empty as a pauper's pocket, and carried on shrinking. The front door opened. Isabel poked her head out.
"There's no one at home," she said. "You'd better come in."
The other three filed into the hallway. Cutwell conscientiously wiped his feet.
"It's a bit small," said Kaylee critically.
"It's a lot bigger inside," said Mort, and turned to Isabel. "Have you looked everywhere?"
"I can't even find Albert," she said. "I can't remember him ever not being here."
She coughed, remembering her duties as hostess.
"Would anyone like a drink?" she said.
Kaylee ignored her.
"I was expecting a castle, at least," she said, "big and black with great dark towers. Not an umbrella stand."
"It has got a scythe in it," Cutwell pointed out.
"Let's all go into the study and sit down, and I'm sure we'll all feel better," said Isabel hurriedly, and pushed open the black baize door.
Cutwell and Kaylee stepped through, bickering. Isabel took Mort's arm.
"What are we going to do now?" she said. "Father will be very angry if he finds them here."
"I'll think of something," said Mort. "I'll rewrite the autobiographies or something."
He smiled weakly.
"Don't worry. I'll think of something."
The door slammed behind him. Mort turned to look into Albert's grinning face. The big leather armchair behind the desk revolved slowly. Death looked at Mort over steepled fingers. When he was quite certain he had their full, horrified attention, he said,
"You had better start now."
He stood up, appearing to grow larger as the room darkened.
"Don't bother to apologize," he added.
Kaylee buried her head in Cutwell's ample chest.
"I am back, and I am angry."
"Master, I..."
Mort began.
"Shut up," said Death.
He beckoned Kaylee with a calcareous forefinger. She turned to look at him, her body not daring to disobey. Death reached out and touched her chin. Mort's hand went to his sword.
"Is this the face that launched 1,000 ships and burned the topless towers of Pseudopolis?" wondered Death.
Kaylee stared, hypnotized at the red pinpoints miles deep in those dark sockets.
"Excuse me," said Cutwell, holding his hat respectfully, Mexican fashion.
"Well,